How's it going, Greater Nation? Chris Thomas here. Hope you're having a great day kind of day. And on this installment of Greater Nation, we're going to celebrate the lives of Joel Schumacher, iconic director, and Carl Reiner, comic pioneer. I mean, just so many accomplishments from both men. And then show tragic what happened to both of them. What do you mean, good times, Tom Lado?
Well, to have two famous figures.
Dude, did he just say what I think he said?
What do you mean, Dale Pine?
Did he say a slur about a group of people?
No, I said famous figures.
Oh my goodness, he said a bad word.
No, Dale, Good Times Tom Lado said famous figures.
Well, if you choose to believe that, that's fine. But if we get pulled off of all of the podcast platforms, it's on you.
No, it's a situation where two beloved famous figures.
Oh boy.
Two famous figures lost their lives because of the police.
Good times, Tom Lado. What are you talking about?
Well, Joel Schumacher and Carl Reiner both lost their lives after incidents, encounters with the police.
I don't know about that. What are you talking about?
Well, Joel Schumacher, he was coming out of an AMPM. He had just took advantage of the Muy Caliente hot dog deal where you could buy one hot dog for regular price and then you can get the second for $1. Pretty good deal. Especially if you're getting the new Tapatio dog, which has a little extra kick to it, a little extra spice.
Yeah, a little bit of Latin flavor. Very good.
Yeah, it's delicious. So Joel bought one of those, and then he bought a jumbo dog with the mustard and relish.
Oh, yeah, very good. You know, I heard that Joel Schumacher was an avid hot dog eater.
Dale Pine, if you're trying to do some wordplay there, it's not right.
Well, I heard that he was all about the hot dogs.
Actually, yeah, Dale Pine is right. And Joel Schumacher would go several times a day to AMPM to get hot dogs.
So you're saying that Joel Schumacher, one of the more famous directors ever, would have multiple meals a day at AMPM that would consist of hot dogs?
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. We're totally okay. And remember, we're talking about an artist, and sometimes artists can do things that seem eccentric, but in reality, it's something that helps them with their craft. And having some Muy Caliente AMPM dogs is helping Joel Schumacher with his craft. So he walked out of the AMPM, he had the Tapatio dog in his left hand, the jumbo dog in his right, and he was taking bites out of each, and it was kind of dark. So there was a police officer that was about to enter the AMPM, and he saw Joel Schumacher walking out with these big, plump, juicy hot dogs in his hand, and he thought they were weapons.
Okay, so a police officer is pulling up to the AMPM, sees Joel Schumacher walking out with two hot dogs in his hand.
Why are you kind of snickering about this? This is talking about the loss of a special individual.
Well, what you're saying is that Joel Schumacher is walking out of an AMPM with two hot dogs in his hands. a Tapatio dog in one, Jumbo dog in the other, and a police officer confuses the hot dogs for a weapon.
Yeah, the police officer pulled up, saw Joel with the hot dogs, and then, like I said, it was kind of dark. So he said, oh my goodness, this guy's gonna, you know, open fire. And so he immediately said, and I can't use the colorful language that the police officer used, but he essentially said, you know, put those weapons down right now. And Joel Schumacher, I mean, he was not gonna let that Muy Caliente hot dog deal go to waste. He was not gonna get rid of those hot dogs. He was not gonna put the hot dogs down. So the police officer thought that he was resisting and was gonna pose a threat to the people. And the police officer said, this is your last warning. This is your last warning. Put the weapons down now or I'm gonna fire. And Joel was resistant, you know. That's how passionate he was about the Muy Caliente hot dog deal. And so the police officer had no choice, and he just blasted Whoa, why are you laughing at that? That's very sick.
Okay, keep going. It's just when you said he blasted.
The police officer started fire on Joel Schumacher and put 25 bullets into Joel.
So, you're claiming that Joel Schumacher was a victim of a misunderstanding where the police officer thought the hot dogs were weapons and then he opened fire on Joel Schumacher and just put a ton of bullets into Joel.
Exactly, and that's why I don't know why you find it so funny.
Well, I find it funny that your imagination is so wild that you came up with such a convoluted story when the reality is Joel Schumacher is no longer with us because of cancer.
Well, I don't know if you can get cancer from bullets, but everything I said happened.
No, it didn't. Good times. No, it didn't.
Well, it certainly sounds plausible because I know Joel Schumacher really liked a plump dog on his lips.
Okay, Dale. Good times. You said that both Joel Schumacher and Carl Reiner were victims of acts of police. Can you say what happened to Carl Reiner? Because, I mean, your Joel Schumacher story was totally false.
No, it wasn't. It happened. Joel Schumacher was walking out with those hot dogs. The police officer said, put him down, and Joel refused, and so the police officer was pretty much Clint Eastwood, Dirty Harry, and took Joel out. He neutralized Joel. Why are you still laughing about this?
It's just, I really like how you can craft a story. Now tell us about Carl Reiner, come on.
Okay, so Carl Reiner was 98 years old, and he was very passionate because he saw all of the tensions happening in our country. And he says, I want to express myself. You know, I can't let the same old keep going on. We have to make change in this country. So Carl Reiner participated in some of the protests that were happening, and he decided to start looting.
Carl Reiner at 98 years old decided to start looting.
Yeah, he wanted a new iPad. He thought that that was a fair trade-off. You know, if you're not going to get justice and harmony in terms of equality between different groups, at least get a free iPad.
And
this is why I think the show is in the state it's in, because you just laugh at very sad stories.
He might have a point. I did do a survey of podcast listeners.
Oh, boy.
And they find that your lack of sensitivity about people who have passed to be repugnant and repulsive.
Well, I'm laughing at the scenarios that Good Times Tom Ladeau has brought up. I just don't think it's something that is remotely accurate. Carl Reiner was not trying to get a free iPad from the Apple store.
Yes, he was. He had a crowbar, and he was, with all his might, just smacking it.
You are talking about an actual crowbar, right? And not a part of the human body.
What are you saying, Dale Pine?
Well, he said that he was just smacking it against the window. And he could have been, you know, bumping off along the window, you know, pressing his ding-dong on the window.
Carl Reiner at 98 years old, smacking his dong on the Apple Store window.
Well, I mean, is that what Good Times Tom Ladeau was saying?
No, it was an actual crowbar, and he was smacking it and smacking it. So when the police officers came, they said, you better stop, that is not allowed. And Carl kept smacking away, and so the police officers had no choice but to hold Carl down, and they were trying to arrest Carl, and Carl was resisting, and, you know, Carl, even though he was 98 years old, had some very, strong powers.
What do you mean, very strong powers?
Well, I mean, he was just so passionate about the cause of racial harmony that he was resisting with all his might, and the police officer said it was like fighting the Incredible Hulk.
I have heard that when older people are very passionate about something, that they can't get superhuman strength.
Oh, Dale Pine, cut it out. So, Carl Reiner was able to resist several police officers who were trying to apprehend him.
Exactly. And so, one of the police officers had no choice but to put a knee on Carl Reiner's neck.
Good Times, Tom Ladeau. Please be sensitive.
I am being sensitive. I'm reporting what I heard.
I know, but what you heard didn't happen, and it sounds very similar to what happened to an actual person, so let's be sensitive to that person.
It happened. Felicia said, you're not going to break into the Apple store, and you're gonna stop. And so he put his knee on Carl Reiner's neck, and a few minutes passed, and Carl Reiner was no longer with us.
You know that the stories, the reports, all say that Carl Reiner is no longer with us because of natural causes, right?
Well, I don't know how a knee on your neck is a natural cause, but if that's the fake news that you want to go with, it shall be.
Okay, so you've pretty much wasted everyone's time with two stories that did not happen.
They happened. Look it up. You're someone who is a part of, you know, the Blue Lives Matter movement.
Well, I mean, you always want to be supportive of police.
Well, I mean, you're essentially condoning what they did. I mean, they took out Joel Schumacher and Carl Reiner in A Matter of Days. And when does it stop? When do the police get held accountable?
Well, good times. I think you've made up these stories trying to divide the country even more. And I think you should really reflect on your motives in exploiting the passing of two beloved figures.
Oh my God.
I said figures.
Well, I don't know.
Okay, Greater Nation, we're thankful for your time. We're thankful for your support. Please spread the word about the show. Everything that you heard from Good Times Tom Ladeau did not happen.
Don't listen to him. He's engaging in a cover-up.
Don't listen to what he said. Always be skeptical. Do your research. And you'll find the truth. The truth will come out.
Yeah, yes. Joel was in the middle of a bite of the top tier dog when he just got blasted away.
Okay, Great Nation. We'll check in with you next time.
Yeah. Unless the police decide to get us.
Hey, Opine, come on.